Well, last Saturday at Hollywood Park, the grade $250,000 Marjorie L. Everett Handicap was won by Include Me Out, a four-year-old filly by Include. Bred by Burton C. Jones and sold as a yearling for $150,000, Include Me Out is no stranger to the winner's circle. She has also won the Grade 1 Santa Margarita Invitational and the Grade 1 La Canada Stakes this year, and she's earned over $453,000. She's one of five Grade 1 stakes winners sired by Include. Seven others have placed in Grade 1 stakes. They compete at the highest level. And if that's your goal, well, take a close look at the Include yearlings at the major sales this year. Then on Thursday, Window Boy, a three-year-old colt, also by Include, won the Grover Buddy Delp Memorial Stakes at Delaware. He's won three in a row, and Window Boy was bred by Shelby Lane Farm and the Include Syndicate. Grade 1 stakes winner Include currently ranks 13th on the North American sire list. He stands for $12,500 to Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud, with the stallions Badger Silver, Brother Derek, Divine Park, Flashy Bull, Haynesfield, Include, Is Stand, Majestic Perfection, and Stevie Wonder Boy. So if you have a late foaling mare, call the farm. Number is 873-7270, and check the website at airdreestud.com. The Airdrie Stallions, they are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and summer is here, as it appears, at the Thoroughbred Center right here on the Paris Pike. We're in the clocker stand. I can also tell it's almost, and it's, what's today? About three more weeks, the sun will come up right on top of the quarter poles.
That's right.
Getting close now.
Ooh, I don't like that. This is my favorite time of year.
Then it starts its trek back.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But it is a hot one. It was hot out on the clocker stand more ways than one. I guess we had over 60-something workers this morning, didn't we, Jackie?
Yes, and it was hot.
And it was hot. With not a whole lot of shade out there.
No.
But we look for every little piece of black spot we can find.
Yeah, it's hot. You know, but it's going down the 70s next week, so that'll be a break.
That suits me just fine. Well, what are we doing today? Well, Fred Seitz Jr. is going to come on the show. I think everybody calls him Freddy. And he's coming on because Brookdale Farm over in Woodford County, it's the Seitz family farm, they raised I'll Have Another. Also, they sold as a yearling, as agent, Bodemeister as 1-2 in the Derby, 1-2 in the Preakness. So that's pretty impressive.
That's a hat trick.
Yeah, that is a hat trick. Yeah. They needed another horse to run third to really pull it off. You know, we'll have a trifecta, but what the heck?
What the heck?
But I don't believe I've ever personally met Freddie, but I know his dad real well, known Fred for a long time. In fact, he trains out here now. He's got a real nice Flashy Bull three-year-old that he's won a couple of stakes with this spring. And, of course, he trains out here. He goes to Florida, and then he comes in here in March and stays until the end of Churchill, and then he goes back to Florida again. Fred's like me. He's getting a little long in the tooth, and he's looking for a warm climate in the winter. So he leaves his boys.
And you're sitting out here in the clocker stand.
I'm sitting
January
out here in the damn, yeah, out here in the cold in my damn clothes and so forth. Well, Dr. Doug Byers is supposed to stop by, so is Michael Blowen. I want to call Steve Booty. They're running the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap today and see if Steve can give us a winner. And let's see, they're running up a couple of stakes up at Arlington today, the Grade 3 Arlington Matron and the Arlington Classic. Now, the Arlington Classic has lost its graded status in the last few years, but it used to be one of the most coveted stakes in North America. It had its first inaugural running back in 1929, and a horse named Blue Larkspur won it. So I'm going to do a little something on Blue Larkspur. He turned out into be a very, very good sire and a great broodmare sire. And I'm going to do something on him. And he also won the Belmont Stakes that year. Ran fourth in the Derby. That was Clyde Van Dusen's Derby, 1929. So we're going to do something about that. And let's see. We have had 51 winners out of the Thoroughbred Center already this month.
And this is a big weekend.
Yeah, we've got I'm hoping we can get 60. We need 9 more winners before the end of the month.
Well, and we got 5 more days to do it.
Yeah, I think one of those days is nobody racing.
Monday?
I forget. No, hell, tomorrow, not tomorrow. Monday is the holiday. That's the big one.
Oh, it is. That's why it's a big weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, the trainers have said winners, Trish Regard, Howard Rusty Rice, Eduardo Caramori, Luis Jurado, Brian G. Scooter Hughes, Jimmy Cargan, John Paul Puchek, Jimmy Cargan again. Little Irishman's getting the job done, isn't he? Kellen Gorder, and last night, Alan Krupper won one. One with Make a Toast, won the ninth race down at Mountaineer last night. So congratulations to all those gentlemen. You know, I was trying to figure out in my feeble little brain, we average about 45 winners a month. And I've never thought about this before, but if we do average that, and I know we do, that's over 500 winners, according to my old Russell Cave school math.
Uh-oh.
That's over 500 winners a year coming out of here. You want to put a pencil to that?
540. See, our EMS person over here, Miss Holly, says
Holly Dunn, the EMS and assistant clocker, and she had to pick up a rider out there today. You didn't have to give him mouth-to-mouth, did you, Holly?
No.
Okay, no, she said.
No.
With a sigh of relief. Anyway, he's all right, though, I do believe. He just was complaining.
Said his shoulders hurt.
Complaining about his shoulder hurting a little bit. Had a little spill out here today. That happened. I had two loose horses earlier this morning, both at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. One went out one gap, one went out the other.
There you go.
So
that's
okay.
Good.
All right. Well, Jackie, I've BS'd enough here.
Are you sure?
Well, I reckon.
Okay. You want me to always, announcements?
Yeah. Why don't you? Until Doc and Michael didn't show up last week. He got involved.
A horse went down, right?
Well,
he lost.
Yeah, he had to put one down, yeah.
But leave
Doc,
Seattle.
Did Doc put it down for him? Did Doc buy
it?
I don't believe he did.
I don't know. That's what happens when you take care of old ones.
Yeah. I don't know how old that horse was. He was one of these that I don't think he ever won. I think he just ran 3 times.
Is that right?
He was here. I don't know why he got there. He must...
Somebody must have found him with a lip tattoo at another slaughterhouse. That's what happens.
Yeah.
They go to the auctions, and if it looks like a thoroughbred and it's got a tattoo, try to save it.
Yeah.
Okay, today at the horse park, the Kentucky Dressage Association is this weekend having a Kentucky Dressage Association spring warm-up show. 24th through 25th, they've already done that. Now it's the 26th annual dressage show, 26-27. That's today and tomorrow. Now, here's what's interesting that's going on when that's over. After they have their show, they are having dancing horses, summer evening, outdoor dining, Party at the Park, presented by the Kentucky Dressage Association and Central Kentucky Riding, at the Rolex Stadium to watch the freestyle. That's where they go out and they do whatever they want to show off their horses, and they're going to have adult beverage and a gourmet burger, and it's $10. So,
How many of those adult beverages do you get for $10?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it was very messy press release. I mean, it was really hard to figure out. So I think it's today. If I were you, I'd call out there if I was going to show up for that, because it's, you know, the show isn't over till tomorrow, but the way it was written, it sounds like the freestyle stuff, I don't know, call them. It makes me, when press releases ought to be pretty clear. So, today and tomorrow, May Day's horse trials. Horse trials are, you know, dressage, cross country, and jumping. And I told you about that. Oh, the Northside RV Trail sale is still going on. I went out to one of those once. Well, I was out there for a horse show, and they had the RV thing, and you can walk through those things. I mean, they're amazing. It's just, you know, beautiful stuff. Makes you want to leave home and sell one maybe, or buy one, or steal one or something.
Couldn't afford to drive one now.
Also going on is the Kentucky Invitational. Well, that's true. Kentucky Invitational High School Rodeo. That's today and tomorrow. And the RV sale goes through today, tomorrow, all the way up next week till Friday. Next weekend is Friday and Saturday, Carriage Roundup. Actually, that's a three-dayer, and goes for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then, coming up in June, they're going to have the Egyptian event, 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th, and Festival of the Bluegrass is Friday, June 8th. That is bluegrass music. It's a big deal. Yeah. It's quite a nice one, so that's
all right. One of Arthur's going out.
Huh?
Arthur Hancock.
I don't know. He should. You know, his son plays with him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Well, Eddington is the sire of three 2012 stakes winners, plus another that's placed in stakes this year. Secret Circle has won the Grade 2 Rebel Stakes in the Southwest Stakes. He's won stakes last year also as a two-year-old at Churchill Downs. And that was, incidentally, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Sprint Stakes. And at Santa Anita last year for earnings of over $1 million. And just last Saturday, my three girls won the $50,000 Telaki Star Stakes in Louisiana. In addition, Eden Star ran second in the Grade 2 Pocahontas at Churchill. And others have placed in stakes at Oak Lawn, Santa Anita, Louisiana Downs. Eddington stands for $5,000, doing a full stands of nurses. Call the farm and ask about possible special consideration for late booking mares. Eddington is a Grade 1 stakes winner. He also placed in the Preakness, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Services has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, champion sire Giants Causeway is the sire of Corporate Jungle, winner last Saturday of the Elkwood Stakes at Monmouth Park, and of the Grade 3 Appleton Handicap at Gulfstream on March 31. He's one of 10 2012 stakes winners, six of them graded stakes winners by Giants Causeway. Now, Cowboy Cal is a multiple graded stakes winner and a millionaire, and he is by Giants Causeway, out of a daughter seeking the gold from a superior stakes family. And his first foals, Yearlings, last year, acting on the advice of Dr. David Lambert of Equine Analysis, the very successful breeder Ron Winchell, as you know, he races under the name of Winchell Thoroughbreds, purchased a substantial interest in Cowboy Cal after inspecting a number of his first crop weanlings. So when we say that his first foals are grand individuals, we mean just that. So watch for them at the major sales this year. Cowboy Cal stands at Pin Oak Stud with the stallions Bob and John, Broken Vow, and Sky Classic. And for more information, call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that's...
Your timing is impeccable. Michael Blowen and Dr. Byers have just made the scene. Couldn't have timed it any better.
Morning, Ursel.
Yeah, where in hell were you last week?
Oh, last week. We just had tour after tour. It was crazy. Every time I tried to get away, somebody else was coming up the hill.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Felt like I was at the Alamo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kept charging up the hill. I kept trying to fend them off. But
weren't all Hispanic, were they?
Didn't work, huh?
They weren't all Hispanic, were they?
No, we had all kinds of groups.
Well, I just wonder, because that's
Mongolians?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Well, is that
they're
right?
Having racing in Mongolia.
Oh, I knew they raced in Mongolia on those little ponies they've got over there.
No, they're getting thoroughbreds. They're going to have pari-mutuel racing.
Oh, okay.
Boy, oh boy. Gotta bring them up to date on everything. It's unbelievable.
Well, the reason I asked the Spanish is because there was a whole bunch of them at the Alamo, you know.
There were. There were quite a few. Since it was their country.
Yeah, right.
We were stealing it.
Well, we needed it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no wonder they were there.
Yeah.
They didn't leave when we asked them.
I think they're gradually getting it back, if that pleases you. They've already taken California over, so anyway.
Well, I haven't noticed that. But anyway, things are going really well. We're gonna get rapid redux this week.
Oh, wow. Are you really? Mm-hmm. What is that, 21 in a row?
22.
22 in a row. Well, that's great.
And very excited.
He'll draw a crowd.
Oh, he'll be great. Yeah. He'll be great. Now, I think next to Zignati's got the biggest fan base in the country. That's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Well, probably. Well, I would think Rachel would have a little bigger fan base, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. I don't care. As long as some people come see him, and I'm sure they will. And David Wells' trainer has been great with us. And it's really, really terrific. So yeah. We're very excited about getting
him. I know he said see him go.
Yeah.
The horse retired sound, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just didn't want to get him beat, you know. They all get beat sooner or later.
Since Dr. Byers is out there talking to Jackie, he can't hear me. I think one of the deciding factors in sending him here was Dr. Byers, because I was telling him about how our horse gets greatest care because of Dr. Byers and Haggard's and all the people that help us. So,
Why would you say it? Not say it in front of him?
Oh, he'd get embarrassed and turn red. And at his age, you don't want him to get too excited. Might lead to difficulties.
Susan's not going to like that now.
Susan's gone to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, you were very kind to Jackie's tour last night. Last week.
Oh, they were very nice people. Yes. We had a great time. They were real, real nice.
Oh, we were supposed to bring you a check today, and I forgot. We got to reimburse you for that.
No, you
don't. Stick it in the mail.
Anyway, so there's other great news. So the Wednesday before the Belmont, we're having a big party in a castle on Long Island, 20 minutes from Belmont Park.
You told me about that castle. Mm-hmm. What is that rent for a night?
$100,000.
Yeah. Who?
And he's giving it to us for nothing because he likes our horses. Ohika Castle, O-H-E-K-A. Jean Cougay is coming. We're giving out an award called the Frankel Award. It's a bronze sculpture of the horse, Frankel, named after Bobby Frankel, and we're giving it to Dottie and Gordo Sheriffs, the racing manager for Bobby and the racing manager for Jerry Nan Moss.
Oh, well,
that's going to be really, really good time. Right. She's going to come in and get the award.
Frankel won 12 in a row now. I think it was 12 or 11 in a row Frankel's won, Doc. Do you remember?
Boy, that race he ran last week, because I wasn't on the show, I got to watch it on TV.
Ah, see, he said he was giving tours.
I was.
Caught. Yeah.
Your Honor, please, I throw myself on the mercy.
No mercy in this quarter.
But that was great. And Monday afternoon, we're having our memorial services for the horses that died this past year. So
Monday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
Like 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
I think that's right.
Bucky going to be there, blow his bugle?
Bucky's going to be there. We got the Woodford Reserve. Really? A little bourbon tasting there.
Wow.
Have a little sloop. We'll talk about each of the horses. Yeah. And John Cox over at Thoroughgraphics is making he's finishing up the signs. Mm-hmm. John has the greatest bumper sticker that he's been selling on the internet in honor of I'll Have Another. And it says, I'll Have Another. And at the bottom it says, make it a triple.
Yeah. That is good.
Very clever.
Yes, it is.
So, and by the way, those bumper stickers are on sale at the Crack Old Friends gift shop for only $3. So you can stop by and buy one, buy several. Buy one for every vehicle, front and back.
Oh, right. Knowing Michael, he'll say,
well, collector's item.
That'll be $12.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but you said
it's three. A tax.
No, the other one was three, but it just got sold.
Yeah.
See, that's why he gives me great advice. You know, he's always coming up with really good ideas.
It sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, so everything's been going going good. Keep our fingers crossed. All the other horses. We had a lady coming yesterday on a tour, a very nice woman who owns a lot of horses, and she was talking about how good Gulch looked. Mm-hmm. You know, he's looking really, really good. His disposition's fabulous now. I mean, he's just a big old puppy dog. And
did you have problems with him when he first came?
No, but, you know, he's bossy. You know, he's like, you know, we used to call him Ursel. He was a little bossy and, you know, old. A little cranky. We called him Ursel, but now we call him Jackie because he's so nice and he has a great personality and he's kind.
Well, you know why our marriage has lasted so long, don't you? I've got to think
yes,
about it.
Yes, no, but that's I am interested in
well,
that.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
I'm going to tell you. Jackie, I'll start with our little dog. You have to put diapers on him. You ever try to put diapers on a dog?
Well, she it sounds like the worst Kentucky joke I've ever heard in my
life.
Well,
no, this is a fact. She bought a little harness. She finally figured out put one of the little, like they lead them around in. And then she puts the diapers, cuts a hole in the back for the tail to pull the tail out, you know, pulls it up, and she's got like little garter snaps that she fastens to the harness,
wow.
You know, and to the diaper to keep it up.
Yes.
Over his little thingy dingy.
Yes.
Because he's so old he started to dribble. She says, I'm next. But anyway, she's got so old that he dribbled a little bit. You know, so.
What? And this is the reason you've had a successful marriage?
No.
No, wait a minute. That's what you said. They're putting diapers on dogs. Is, you know, kind of reinvigorate your marriage. I don't know what it is.
I'm not through yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah,
so Jackie.
Naked.
Yeah, Jackie is a problem solver, see?
Yeah, oh, I see.
She's never satisfied until she's fixed the problem. We've been married so long because she couldn't fix this one.
She's still working on it.
She's still working on it. All right.
Yeah, well, nobody batted 1,000.
Oh, my goodness. But that
it's going to be I'm excited about this Belmont Stakes, too. I think it's going to be really, really great. I mean, they sold out all the tickets in 10 minutes.
I'm having Fred Sykes over from
Brookdale.
Brookdale Farm, you know, because they raised the winner.
Yes.
And they sold at auction the horseman in second. So I figured, you know, well, they'd done a little something, might get him on the show.
Oh, that's a great idea. Fred was instrumental in us getting Will's Way.
Oh, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Fred, now, senior or junior?
I don't know. How old does the junior look?
Well, I don't know, junior. But senior is my age.
Okay, yeah, senior.
Probably 35, 40.
No, senior. Fred Senior.
Yeah, well, he trains out here right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that nice, flashy bull, three-year-old, first crop.
I was looking through the stuff about Belmont the other day and found out that Artax, that great son of Marker, he still holds the track record for 6 furlongs at Belmont. And Commentator, our other horse, set the track record for 7.5 furlongs in 2004 and still has it.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Little fun facts, if they listen every week.
You know, without mentioning any names or anything, that little horse down at River Downs that I called you about?
Yes.
He set 2 new track records.
Really?
He ran 5.5 furlongs and 103 at Arlington.
I left a message for John Englehart about him.
Good, good. Maybe you should hear about that.
That would be great.
Horse earned it. You need
he certainly did.
And Doc is looking forward to treatment.
He can't wait. He can't wait for Rapid Redux to get here so we can give him a
physical. I
want to
see him. Yeah, I'd really like to see him. Anything that's won 22 in a row, I want to take a look at.
Yes.
Yeah. Took me 20 years to win 22 races.
I never won 22. But we have my old horse Keno Quick arrived. The one who lost that photo finish to that cheating disc jockey up at the Great Barrington Fair.
Here, Don Combs.
Don Combs is here. Hi, handsome. Oh, that's the dog. Watch out, they're putting diapers on dogs here.
Hey, let me take a break here. Let me get back. We'll get Doc on. All right, well, First Defense is damned as a half-sister to Empire Maker, sire of them, among many others, of course, the brilliant Bodemeister, and of In Lingerie, winner of the Grade 2 Black-Eyed Susan Stakes on Preakness Eve. Now, honest lady, the dam of First Defense is the daughter of the great sire Seattle Slew and Broodmare of the Year and Grade 1 Stakes winner Troussard. Dam of Empire Maker, Grade 1 sire Chester House, Grade 1 sire Chisley, Grade 2 stakes winner DeCarchi, and of course a First Defense's dam. Honest lady, a Grade 1 stakes winner and an earn of over $894,000. And First Defense is by the Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire Unbridled Song, by Unbridled, the sire of Empire Maker. It's a great pedigree. Came as no surprise that First Defense, too, became a Grade 1 stakes winner. He stands at Judmont Farm, home also of Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire, Mizzenmast, the son of the top sire, Cozine. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. I want to say a little something about my good friend Tom Biederman, Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. And his website is biedermanbrokerage.com, and his phone number is 277-2030. I know of a farm that Tom just sold, they're having a closing on May the 30th on my birthday. They're going to name that farm Ursel Acres.
Ursel Aching.
Yeah, well, that would be more factual. That would be. Anyway, a friend of mine bought it. I'm not free to announce it right now, but it's a lovely farm. It's on Greenwich. He's got several farms for sale over on Greenwich. And I know he sold two, one on each end. And then he's got a farm right close to us. But other than that, it's a great location. And he's got wonderful places. Go to his website. And his website is biedermanbrokerage.com. It's biedermanbrokerage.com. Phone number is 277-2030. Take a look at that place over on Pisgah Pike. Now, that is a drop-dead gorgeous place. The home over there was built in 1856, and it's been meticulously refurbished and renovated, and every detail. It's a wonderful place, 28.5 acres there, and it's on, like I said, historic Pisgah Pike, and it's close right there to Windstar, and it's a great location. You can't beat it. And it's priced right, so give Tom a call on that one. He's got a wonderful farm for sale. Go to his website and look at his website. If you're thinking about selling your farm or if you're looking for a farm, Tom Biederman is the man to see. That's BiedermanBrokerage.com. Well, the Pin Oak Stallions, Bob and John, Broken Vow, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic. Bob and John is the sire of 32 winners in his first crop, two stakes horses. They're winning at major tracks from coast to coast. And on every type of racing service, Bob and John, a Grade 1 stakes winner of over $996,000 by seeking the goal out of the graded stakes winner minister's melody by deputy minister. Broken Bow is the sire of 11 stakes horses in 2012. Six have won stakes, including graded stakes. Winners Done Talking and Lonesome Street. The sire of four Grade 1 stakes winners, Broken Bow, is by Unbridled out of Wedding Vow by Nijinsky II. Cowboy Cal won five graded stakes. Ran second at three Grade 1 stakes, third in another, earned over $1 million. By champion sire Giants Causeway out of Texas Tammy by seeking the goal. Cowboy Cal's first foal, superb individuals are yearlings. Classic, a sire of 58 stakes winners, six champions, and 104 stakes horses. Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic earned $3,320,000. He's by Nijinsky II. And a Broodmare of the Year, no class by no double. For more info, call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens to see the website at pinoakstud.com.
I'm heading down the highway, happy tears in both eyes. Thinking of my folks and friends, sunny southern skies. This feeling's about the best I ever had.
All righty, I messed up as in, again.
No, never.
Clifford, you just got two commercials right there. And I'll fit this other one later on.
And you'll give us a Sky Classic.
Yes, free season of Sky Classic?
Yeah.
I'll settle for that. I love that horse. Any horse in sire, 58 stakes winners and 100 stakes horses, I like it. I want to get Doc on now, though.
Okay.
Dr. Byer and... Doc, what's going on with you?
Well, first of all, you know, I have to give a testimonial here. Probably one of the loveliest men and finest veterinarians.
Oh, thank you. Oh, veterinarians.
is visiting with me for the next few days, John Freestone.
Okay.
And he's from Australia. He is the veterinarian, resident veterinarian, Coolmore. And John is just... He's just one of those fantastic people that just grinds it out and just does the best professional job. Now, I've thought through the years, and I'll let these people who may be listening worry about this, but I have made 3 bad hires over at Haggard's, in my opinion. And those, of course, are in retrospect. John was such a good hire that he erased all those blemishes.
Did he work with it at Haggard's?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He sure did.
Yeah.
And so he's boarded in internal medicine. He's a good clinician. He's a good horseman. He's got a lovely family, and they just, I couldn't be happier for him. His kids are growing now, and he's, you know.
He lives in Australia now.
He lives on the farm in Australia.
Oh, okay.
In the Hunter Valley.
Okay.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So he'll be staying with me for a few days, and it's just one of those people you say, well, this is going to be a delight.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good.
Yeah. The best to draw a breath. So, I'm going to talk about heparin. And the reason I'm going to talk about heparin was Denise Stefanis had an article on heparin in the Times. And heparin is an anticoagulant. And a lot of our medical issues are circle around anticoagulants, just like in human medicine. So heparin is a protease or protein compound that blocks factors 8 and 9. Am I right on that one, Michael?
I believe that's so.
Yes. So those
you might as well ask that 3 of you over there.
Yeah. So anyway, factors 8 and 9 are.
That's what I get for trying to be cooperative.
Are in this cascade of when one of them gets tripped, everything gets tripped. So heparin has become more enlightening because it's an anticoagulant, like we know, but they've made a fractionated form of it called low molecular weight heparin. And so this has become a premier approach to laminitis.
Oh.
Because laminitis is is blood clots.
Yeah.
And so if laminitis is forming and you put them on low molecular weight heparin, the clinical response is pretty darn good. Now, if the clots have been in that foot too long, then they do what we call cross-link or polymerize. And so they set up a solid thing, and heparin is not going to remove that clot. It just prevents it from getting any bigger. So we need better, what we call fibrinolytic drugs, to dissolve existing polymerize. So that's the next level. But if you use low molecular weight heparin in an early onset laminitis, it's pretty dramatic, pretty effective. And of course, you got to have your farrier and you got to have everybody else involved. So then a lot of people may say, well, what about Coumadin, which is warfarin, rat poison? The problem with that drug, and through the years, horses have bled out. Heparin works inside the clotting cascade. Coumadin works outside the cascade at factor 7 involvement.
As opposed to the 8 or the 9.
Yes, right. And Michael knew that. Now, the trick question we have for Michael, are those clotting factors in sequence?
Well, the numbers are.
Actually, it's educated.
Yeah. Actually, they aren't in sequence. They were only given the number when they were discovered. So, but anyway, Coumadin is factor 7 block. So factor 7 is your extrinsic system. So if you get a bruise, you won't clot. So it can be dangerous for a horse to be on Coumadins. And it's dangerous for people to be on Coumadins. If they're on Coumadins for blood clots, they got to be tested constantly to make sure that it's at the appropriate level. So we don't test constantly in the horses, so there's a danger factor. Probably the safest anticoagulant, more commonly used than anything else, is
heparin.
Aspirin.
So aspirin. Low dose aspirin, I take those.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I do too. Can't even cue him.
No.
So we use aspirin a lot in horses. And what aspirin does is that it binds to the blood platelets. And when platelets get activated, they release all these factors that recruit more platelets. So you get bigger clumps in the bloodstream. And then when they get activated, they release products like thromboxane, which bronchoconstricts and vasoconstricts. So we want to slow that down. And aspirin, of course, has been around for eons in time. The Indians chewed on the willow trees. And so those things are all very important in our, what we call our armamentarium, to try and control blood clotting. So why, besides laminitis, do we control blood clotting? Because we recognize now that bleeders are blood clots. They're not bleeding. They develop microemboli and then change the blood pressure in the lung, and then it ruptures and leaks out, and they bleed that way. We have, those are part of it. And we've got, you think of any, I'm trying to read my own writing here.
It says milk and bread.
Yeah. Do horses get strokes? Really sick ones do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would try to anticoagulate them, and they can survive it if you can get things to control that stuff, just like in people, really quickly. Now, I mentioned about having things to dissolve those clots. If you were a person and you had a heart attack or you had a stroke, you go to the hospital and you get there in less than 6 hours. Then you're going to get TPA, which is tissue plasminogen activator. And that lyses that stroke clot. Now, you have a danger of a bleed from it, but it'll lyse that stroke clot. But it's got to be within 6 hours to be there before the clots polymerize, before they cross-link and become solid.
How do you recognize the stroke in a horse? What about the face?
Well, I remember the first one I ever really saw, the first time I met Pat Day. Dr. Hardhill had me go down to the Good Horse down at in Arkansas. And so this horse supposedly had pleurisy. Well, he didn't have pleurisy. He was blowing like crazy because he was going to break with diarrhea, and his blood was so acid he was trying to blow off the bicarbonate or the acid and buffer his blood. So he was blowing in what we call a respiratory acidosis. So we recognized that was the problem. And this groom is holding on to this horse. And this horse starts going around the stall. Got his head up in the air. And I said, Don't hold his head up. Just let him relax. He said, I'm not doing it. He's doing it. And I looked at the horse, and half his face was paralyzed.
That's what I was wondering.
And he had a stroke right in front of me. We heparinized him with the old form of heparin. We did a few other things. He got the diarrhea broke out. He survived that over time. And Ken Reed was veterinarian down there. And the horse survived it all. Got over the stroke, got over the diarrhea. And they found him dead in the stall. He had gotten an infarct in his colon, and his colon had necrosed overnight. So there was one clot that we didn't get rid of. So pretty dramatic. I can remember a very expensive mare that did a similar thing. Now, they'll want a seizure. They'll want to do other things. And if they become what we call hypercoagulable, this mare foundered simultaneous to having the stroke. So you just... And the blood clotting system in human medicine and in any equine is a premier thing that veterinarians need to understand. They luckily don't see a whole lot of intense problems. But anyway, I went to a conference probably 40 years ago, and they said, now, of course, we got heart attacks and we got other things, but the ratio of people admitted to a hospital for blood clotting disorders is 1,000 to 1 clot versus him. So, if you look at the news, you look at the what's out there. That's all you see.
There, yeah,
you know. So,
all right,
okay.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was
good. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, Michael helped me.
Yeah, I could tell. Hardy,
why is that funny?
Yeah. All right, but I'm all messed up here. Come on, Shadow Glenn. How about them? What have I done here? Oh, okay, here we go. Well, if you have got a late foaling mare and you're looking for a young sire standing for a reasonable fee that's sire runners, take a close look at Mustanfar. Mustanfar has 5 winners from 7 starters in his first crop. All 5 have won non-claiming races. 1 is placed in stakes. So call Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm. The number there is 224-4585 and ask about Mustanfar. Mustanfar was a runner himself. He won graded stakes at Keenan and Belmont, placed in grade 1 stakes, went on dirt and turf, earned more than $625,000. What's more, he is by sire of sires unbridled from a great family, female family, of course, and he's also standing at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus, winner of the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $1,328,000. Grade 1 stakes winner and a proven sire of graded stakes winners, DeHer. Graded stakes winner and graded sire, Intadab. Horse of the Year and Horse of the World, Invisor. And the classic winner, Jazzle. Had a 2-year-old winner this the other day. Once again, inquiries to Kent Barnes and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. See, I can get this straight here. We got to talk about Ralph Quillen now. You know Ralph.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Went up to see Ralph the other day.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He gets up in his on that second floor. Have you ever been in his office up there?
No, he won't let me up there. He hides up there, though. When I go in, he can hear my voice downstairs, and he hides
up
there.
Well, I know where he is, but those steps are pretty steep. You know, it's a lovely little tack shop there.
Yes.
But it's a remodeled house, and the steps are real steep, you know. Takes me about 20 minutes to climb them.
It's just defense mode.
Yeah, right. Well, I went up and nailed him anyway.
But well, he's a great guy.
He's doing good. Got a great tack shop down in Paris, Kentucky. If you go, play way to find it is you're going into Paris, just go to the 3rd stoplight, and it's right there on your left. Here comes Dutcher. Look at that.
Dutcher's got his Doug O'Neill hat on.
Yeah, well, yeah, I get, really?
Yeah.
Does Doug O'Neill wear a hat like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Matt and Crystal Howard's little boy. He was one of my favorites. Look at that. He's a cutie. He gives you knuckles. Give Doc knuckles.
Give
Doc knuckles over there.
He's working on it.
Yeah, he's thinking about it. There he goes. Anyway, Ralph, let me get back to you. He's got a great tack shop, sells more halters than just about anybody in the world. I don't think anybody sells more halters than Quillen.
I don't think so either.
Got a great gift shop.
And it's amazing because they last so long. His halters last forever.
Well, they're great.
Yeah.
You know, they've got people been working there for a long, long time now. They know what the heck they're doing. Of course, Ralph works with leather, too. Yeah, he can do it himself. And I'm just waiting for him to open that pub downtown.
I can't wait.
I know you'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be stitching halters and drinking beer. It'll be fabulous.
So if you want, if you're not on a tour, sometimes the tours go by Quill and Tack. Uh-oh.
He wants to
there. There goes. He made the show again. Dutch has been on the show a dozen times now.
This is great.
Yeah.
We need a youth movement here.
Well, I know, yeah. Dutcher's, he won't be too till November. Anyway, Ralph Quillen and his, it's Quillin, and it's QuillinTac.com. I want to talk about another good friend of mine. That's Steve Anderson. He's been nice to you, too.
Oh, I should say. Steve's been great. He gave us a lawnmower, and this equine savings program is fabulous that he started. I mean, he's really really goes out of his way to help us, and we really appreciate
it. Was it a Toro or an X-Mark? Or
Toro.
A Toro. How do you like it?
Good.
Ah,
you kidding me? That's, well, they can go by and look at the cemetery today and see how great it looks.
Oh, right.
It got done by Steve's Toro.
Yeah, well, of course, Steve has Equine Savings, and it's a great organization. It's a program that's easy to use, saves you up to 28% on Toros, incidentally. That's a big savings.
Huge.
And X-Mark, as far as that goes. Let me tell you how to get in touch with it. It's Equine Savings, and then here's the number. It's 502, West Georgetown, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
502-863-6000, or there's a toll-free number, 877-905-0004. And, of course, their website is equinesavings.com. And it's a simple pricing program with one straightforward price for everybody. It doesn't cost you anything to join. They give back money to the industry. They contribute to the KTA and the TOBA. No coupons, no hassles, just the best mowers at the best prices, the best everything. Farm paint, go to farmpaint.com and get some. Their offices are new buildings over on the Old Frankfort Pike, down close to the dog pound down there. Is that what you call it, isn't it? The dog pound?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Anyway, and organic pest control. Once again, give them a call, and they answer it 7 days a week. And it's 502-863-6000 or 877-905-0004, equinesavings.com. Oh, warm in here, Michael.
A little warm in here. Maybe it's because of the hot air.
Yeah. Hey, coming from your side of the table here.
Not saying anything. I'm just doing a diagnosis.
Hey, you got a loser of the week for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've got to find him. He's in here somewhere.
Oh, he just...
I'm looking. No, I found one. He's at Belmont today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's at Belmont.
Tell the people how to bet on this.
Well, what you have to do is you have to find a horse that's going off at double-digit odds, and a horse who doesn't win very often but is very consistent finishing third and fourth. And this day, it's a horse named Antenna. He's in the sixth race at Belmont Park, a $15,000 condition claimer for three-year-olds and up, which have never won three races, or three-year-olds, or which have not won a race since December 26, 2011. So.
Okay.
This horse's name is called Antenna. It's Tony Dutro's horse. He always comes from the clouds, and Belmont's been favoring the speed, and he's been beaten by several in here. But if you take him third and fourth in a 10-cent superfecta, or third in the trifecta, you might be able to cash a little bit of a ticket, because there are a lot of horses in here that could move up at a big price. So, Antenna, number 8, Cornelio Velasquez, trained by Tony Dutro. Six race at Belmont Park. If he doesn't lose, don't blame me.
How do you do? Your rooters the reverse? Slow down.
I do that.
I know you do.
It's happened before. What drives me nuts is I'll have some horses 30-1 and he wins by a nose.
Yeah.
I'm saying stop. Everybody else going, what is wrong with him? He bets a horse and then tells him to stop.
All right, Michael.
Well, Ursula, it's great to see you. If people would like to come on a tour, it's going to be a nice weekend. We got guests in from out of town. We can entertain them for an hour or two. 502-863-1775. Come out and see Gulch and Afternoon Delights and Clever Alamont and Sunshine Forever and Commentator and Ogaijin and all these great old champions.
Yeah. What have you got coming up now?
Well, a week from Wednesday is our big event at the Ohika Castle in Huntington, Long
That's
Island.
That's by invitation, isn't it?
No, not if you got $250.
Oh, okay.
That's your invitation, cash.
All right. Okay.
And so we have that coming up. And then on Monday, we have our memorial service for the horses. And as I mentioned earlier, we're very excited because this week we're going to have Rapid Redux retired to the farm. So we're very excited about that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right, Michael.
Hey, thanks, Ursula. Come see us.
Okay. Thanks, Doc.
All right.
Appreciate it very much.
It is hot.
Well, let's see if I messed up everything around here now. And that's not right. Here we go. Here we go. Well, if you have a late foaling mare, call Spencer Farm and ask for Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, and ask about Spencer Farm's Breed Secure program. It's still available for three of the farm's young stallions, Into Mischief, Line of David, and Notional. on their Breed Secure program, if you sell your weaning, your yearling, your in-foal mare, and you don't make a profit, well, you don't pay. Doesn't get any better than that. And all three of these young stallions have a license to sire runners. Into Mischief is a grade one stakes winner by Harlan's Holiday. He won grade one stakes at two and stakes again at three, sprinting 7 furlongs and 120-1. Line of David also won grade one stakes, and he's by Lionheart from the immediate family of the great Mr. Prospector. Of course, Lionheart and Taylor the Cat and his grandsire, Stormcat, have all sired winners of Breeders' Cup races. Notional is by the same sire as the late Indian Charlie, and like Indian Charlie, Notional was a runner. He won three graded stakes as on three different tracks and placed in grade one stakes. And there is a Notional two-year-old out here that worked exceptionally well just the other day. It looks and acts like a runner. So, once again, call Spendthrift Farm and ask about their Breed Secure program. And check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at PristNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at BristNet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Last Saturday at Pimlico, the Grade 3 Pimlico Special was, I'm doing the wrong one. I've got these all messed up today for some reason.
Well, look for one.
Let me see.
An announcement while you look for one. Well,
I should have done this one earlier, too. Last Saturday at Pimlico, the Grade 3 $300,000 Pimlico Special was won by Alternation, a four-year-old, colt by Distorted Humor. It bred and owned by Pin Oak Stud. This horse can run. Winner last year, the Grade 2 Peter Pan at Belmont. Alternation is undefeated this year, and the Pimlico Special was his fourth straight win and third graded stakes win this year. He has earned over $900,000. The nation's number one ranked sire in 2011, Distorted Humor, has sired 109 stakes winners, 40 graded stakes winners, 12 grade one stakes winners, including the winners of all three Triple Crown races, and the earners of over $85 million. Of course, he stands at Windstar Farm, as does his classic winning son, Drosselmeyer, winner of the grade one Belmont Stakes and the grade one Breeders' Cup Classic, and of more than $3,728,000. He's out of the grade one stakes from the Golden Ballet, earner of more than $732,000. Drosselmeyer's first foals are due next year. So for more information about the Windstar stands, get in touch with Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett at 873-1717 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Excuse me, WindstarFarm.com. Woo! That's Windstar Farm. Pardon me. Jackie, you want to do some announcements while I try to straighten out this mess of commercials I got over here?
I will. Okay. And here I am trying to clean out my purse, although I'm listening. Okay, let's see. The annual Monet Rerun eBay auction is up, 27th. That's tomorrow through June the 3rd. Now, Monet's... This was so clever. It's one of those things I would never have thought of. They get horses, and they get paint, and they get paintbrushes and a canvas. And they either rub it on the horse's nose, let them dip their little nose in some watercolor, or some horses will take the a paintbrush with paint on it and make marks on these things, and they're so clever. Sometimes they put paint on the horseshoes on their feet and let them step on it, and those are called Monets, M-O-N-E-I-G-H. It's so cute. Anyway, they're on eBay, and it's for charity, and search for the word Monet, M-O-N-E-I-G-H. Or you can always call Mary Simons. She's the Monet lady. 533-8055. What a clever idea. Never would have entered my dull mind.
Let me make this up. Wow. This is the one I should have done a while ago. I'm going to do it during your announcements. Tee-hee-hee. And it's for Pope McLean, my good friend over at Crestwood Farm. And the first crop runners by Noble Causeway. Well, they're finding their way to the winner's circle with regularity. Private Cause is a multiple stakes winner. Notoriously Noble has won at Hoosier and his stakes place there. Others have won at Monmouth Park, at Calder, at Delaware. Two have won at Parks, two at Tampa Bay. Others at Golden Gate, Oaklawn, Woodbine, the Fairgrounds. The list just keeps on growing. Noble Causeway is a grade one runner by Giants Causeway. The side of 10 stakes winners already this year. Out of 116 stakes winners, 62 graded stakes winners, and 21 grade one stakes winners in his stellar career. Noble Causeway stands at Crestwood Farm with the stallions Kipling, Mutata, No Biz Like Showbiz, and Tis Deja Vu. So if you've got a late-booking mare, call Crestwood Farm and ask about possible breeding incentives. Just ask for Pope McLean, Phil Hager, or Robert Keck, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Jackie, back to you.
Oh, back to me. Okay. The TOBA, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association, is sponsoring. They have seminars and clinics all year long. The next one that comes up is here in Lexington. It's June the 1st through the 3rd. And if you're interested in attending, there won't be another one until Saratoga. Well, actually, there are two at Saratoga. This one's breeding, and it's June, like I said, 1st through 3rd. They always have it at a nice place. Let's see. Get what you need to do. You can always Google TOBA, come up with it, or it's www.toba.org. Let's see what else. Special Olympics coming back to the horse park.
Come on in, Freddie.
It isn't coming until fall, but I just think that's such a big deal, I wanted to say it. Also, if your trailer needs repair, listen to this. This is so smart. Go to Sally Van. Anybody on earth knows about trailers. It's Sally Van. So what you need to do is just give them a call. A friend of mine had her, let's see, she had her fenders repaired, rubber mat repaired, brakes checked, bearings packed, and says they just did a beautiful job, so reasonable, that she emailed me. So this is super. Now, Masterson Equestrian, let's see what's going on. Keeneland Pony Club is having their camp June 2nd through the 8th. Bluegrass Pony Club is going to be out there June 10th through the 13th. Starting June 6th, Summer Bird Dressage Schooling every Wednesday. Did you know that...
No.
what's his name's wife? The guy that's running for president? The Republican.
Romney.
Romney's wife is a dressage rider.
Oh, really?
Isn't that great? Yeah, she has MS, multiple sclerosis.
Oh.
And when she got it, she wanted to stay active. So she rides, and she rides dressage horses. I thought that was pretty cool myself. Okay, we're out here at the home of North American Racing Academy. That's Chris McCarron's two-year... it's not just jockey school. You can learn to be a trainer or assistant trainer, or you can just work in the barns and hot walk and everything. But it's a two-year accredited school. You get college credits for this, and you need to stop out here and watch them. Were they out today, or are they about off for summer?
They're out.
They're out for summer.
They're out for summer.
Yeah, they won't be back till fall.
They got a new class coming in pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. I'm not sure when it starts, but I know when we were up there last week, they had some parents in there, and they were talking to Chris about that kind of stuff, so that's super. Okay, are we at the top of the hour?
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour.
Go for it.
All right, you want me to take a break? Okay. Well, last Friday at Pimlico in Lingerie won the Grade 2 Black-Eyed Susan Stakes, and the next day, Bodemeister dismissed in the Preakness. So in lingerie was, and the fleet Bodemeister are both sired by the classic winner Empire Maker. So is Pioneer the Nile, a grade one stakes winner at both 2 and 3, an earner of more than $1,634,000. Out of a stakes winning daughter of Lordy War from a superior stakes family, Pioneer the Nile's first foals are yearlings. You see them at the major sales. You're going to like what you see. Pioneer the Nile stands at Vinery, Kentucky, and you're invited to visit the farm to inspect the stallions. And while there, inquire about Vinery's state-of-the-art facilities in Kentucky, New York, Florida. Whatever your needs, boarding, sales, sales preps, layups, rehabilitation, breaking and training, Vinery can be of assistance. They have a very successful racing partnership program that is unique in its simplicity. So call 455-9388. Ask for John Gasper or Steve Casanola or Francis Relihan or Grant Williamson and see the website at vinery.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, last Saturday at Hollywood Park, the grade $250,000 Marjorie L. Everett Handicap was won by Include Me Out, a four-year-old filly by Include. Bebba Bird and C. Jones and sold as a yearling for $150,000, Include Me Out. No stranger to the winner's circle. She's also won the Grade 1 Santa Margarita Invitational and the Grade 1 La Canada Stakes this year. Earned over $453,000. She's one of 5 Grade 1 Stakes winners by Include. 7 others have placed in Grade 1 Stakes. So they compete at the highest level. And if that's your goal, take a close look at the Include yearlings at the major sales this year. Then Thursday it was, Wonder Boy, 3-year-old colt by Include, won the Grover Buddy Delp Memorial Stakes at Delaware. He's won 3 in a row, and he was bred with the partnership of Include Syndicate and Shelby Lane Farm. A grade one stakes winner Include currently ranks 13th on the North American sire list, and he stands for $12,500. And Mr. and Mrs. Brereton and C. Jones Airdrie Stud with the stallions Badge of Silver, Brother Derek, Divine Park, Flashy Bull, Haynesfield Include, Is Stand, Majestic Perfection, and Stevie Wonder Boy. So you have a late foal in mare, call the farm, 873-7270. Ask about the maybe possible breeding incentives over there. I don't know about that, but ask them. You've got nothing to lose. Now, the website is airdrestud.com. Airdre Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Got the horse right. The name is
well, we're starting the second hour now, and I've got Freddie Seitz in here with me. You're a junior, aren't you, Freddie?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's the reason they call you Freddie instead of Fred.
Exactly. So gotta be able to tell us apart somehow.
You're not an ex-Marine like your dad, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, welcome. Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
What did you do, follow him in, or did he make you enlist?
No, he didn't make me, but... He certainly never said anything bad about the Marine Corps, so he coaxed me a little bit, but I think it was best for me back in the 90s. That's something I needed to do. So
I never heard a Marine knock another Marine.
No.
I mean, that's a band of brothers there, believe me.
I can knock my old man right now if you want me to.
Well, he'd probably whip your butt, too.
Yeah.
So I'm a... This morning, he trains out here. He's got one of the new barns that Keeneland built down there.
Yeah.
And he's got a real nice 3-year-old out here.
Flashy Dresser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's won 2 stakes with him this year.
Yeah, he's been having a lot of fun with that horse.
Of course, you picked him out of the sales farm, didn't you?
No, I wish I could say I did. But he's got a team of people that he uses to select his yearlings, and they're the ones that picked that one up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What did he have to pay for him? Do you remember?
I believe he was 70.
70?
Yeah, I think that's what he cost.
Yeah, well, he's sure worth that.
Yeah, he is now. Yeah. For sure.
That's right. Well, you had some, you, of course, this is the site's family farm. It's a Brookdale farm, named after, I think, where your farm, where your father grew up.
It was a training center in New Jersey, where right near where my father grew up, and now it's a community college up there. It's called Brookdale Community College.
Is that right?
But so he kind of just used the name,
yeah,
attached it to the farm when he got here.
Now, what family owned that up there at that time? Do you remember?
Honestly, I don't know.
I should have known that. Because the name is so old and everything.
Yeah.
How farms? How long has the farm? Have you all been down in for sale?
83. 83. When you opened the doors,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you had a little luck here lately.
Yeah. It's been a real good classic trail for us. Yeah.
You raised the Derby winner.
Yes, we did.
And you sold the horse that ran second in the Derby.
Yes, we did. And we also raised and sold Cosetti that ran in the Preakness. Didn't run that well, but still kind of fun to be attached to him, too.
Three Preakness starters.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, that's pretty good. You must have some live land down there.
Let's hope so. We need some more of this, too.
Well, I know you were rooting for Dead Heat.
Exactly. Three-way in the Preakness.
Three-way in the Preakness. Heat, yeah. Triple, that had happened in a while.
Yeah.
I think 44 and a quarter handicap was the last time. But, geez, that... Well, tell me about this colt.
It's funny because everybody asked me that question, and it's hard to explain. He just was not a very, I guess it's pretty easy to explain, actually. He was just kind of middle of the road, nothing special about him, kind of narrow-chested, good mover, but, you know, we have a lot of good movers every crop, You can't really pin too much on that. Just kind of an average guy, you know. He was real mellow, so that kind of made him even fall back farther into the pack. You know, if he was wild or something like that, he may have caught your eye a little bit more. But he was just a real mellow, kind of a little small, a little bit narrow, and nondescript.
Yeah, so, not anything that would stand out in a crowd.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he's still mellow.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be anything bothers that horse.
No, we were at the Preakness. Afterwards, we went back to Doug O'Neill's barn. They're really gracious about that, too. They let people just come up to the barn and stand near the horse and everything. And as we're all standing around watching this horse get a bath, there's probably 200 or 300 people all around this barn. And that horse didn't turn a hair the whole time. He just stood there and stared straight ahead while he's getting a bath. And he's still as mellow as ever, yeah.
Boy, he's a game horse.
Probably helps him in the races, too. It seems like he's able to overcome adversity in a race because he's got a good mind on him, so I wonder if that might be it.
Well, especially in an atmosphere like the Derby and the Preakness and those kind of things, that, believe me, that's a big help. It's funny, you know, you're saying that he really didn't stand out. He really wasn't a standout at the sales either, was he?
No, he wasn't. He was book five. You know, his physical description, his pedigree, you know, Flower Alley was a good racehorse, and he was young as a stallion, so he really hadn't come on yet, which he has now. But
I bet they booked a few to him now.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard they added a lot of mares on. But the mare, even though she was probably going to be a better racehorse, I don't know if you know the story about the mare, but she was one for one up at Belmont. And then she broke down after that start. She kicked a wall, and she never came back from that injury.
Yeah. Do you have anything out of her now there?
We sent the Tappet 2-year-old away in December, I believe. So she's in training right now.
Who's got that one?
I think it's Darren Lamoureux and Ocala.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you still have the mare there?
Yes, she's there. She's in foal to Gio Ponti right now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Big grass horse.
Yeah, nice horse, too. He's a good-looking horse. So.
Well, he was game. He was consistent. He was always right there, wasn't
he? Yeah,
they had to outrun him to beat him.
Yeah.
They weren't going to outgame him.
Yeah, he was tough.
Yeah, he really was. Well, that's pretty neat. And Bodemeister, he was a big, good-looking horse.
Yeah, well, the way Bodemeister worked was that my brother's client, Audley Farm, sends their mares to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. That's your brother, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, Joe. They send it to Joe's part of the farm, and he will board their mares seasonally while they get them in foal and then ship them back, and that was what happened. Sometimes they'll leave them at Joe's part of the farm, and sometimes they'll take them back to Virginia. It happened that they took Bodie Meister back to Virginia in utero that year, so he was actually raised by them but sold by us.
Yeah, now he bought a pretty nice price.
Yeah, he was 260. He was a nice horse.
Yeah,
he was elegant.
Yeah. Well, it was a Virginia bred. That's the reason the other horse beat him.
There you go.
Let me take a break here and I'll get right back to you, Freddie.
Okay.
Well, Eddington is the sire of three 2012 stakes winners, plus another which is placed in stakes. Secret Circle is won the Grade II Rebel and the Southwest Stakes, both at Oaklawn this year. He won stakes last year as a two-year-old at Churchill. That was the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Sprint Stakes, incidentally, and at Santa Anita. And he earned over $1 million. And just last Saturday, my three girls won the $50,000 Telike Stakes in Louisiana. In addition, Eden Star ran second in the Grade II Pocahontas Stakes at Churchill, and others have placed in stakes at Oaklawn, Santa Anita, Louisiana Downs. Eddington stands for $5,000, doing the full stands of nurses, but call the farm and ask about possible special consideration for late booking mares. Eddington is a Grade I stakes winner. He also placed in the Preakness, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, Corporate Jungle, winner of the Elkwood Stakes at Monmouth Park last Saturday, is a four-year-old colt by champion sire Giants Causeway, bred by Blandford Stud, Ian Hardy, and Brian O'Rourke, and sold by Blandford Stud, agent, for $210,000 a yearling at Keeneland. Corporate Jungle sprinted a mile in 1:32.3 to take the Elkwood, missing the course record by just 0.25 seconds. He has won three in a row and went into the Elkwood off a win in the Grade 3 Appleton at Gulfstream. Giants Causeway is the sire of 10 stakes winners already in 2012, six of them graded stakes winners. To date, he has sired 116 stakes winners, 62 graded stakes winners, 21 Grade 1 stakes winners, and the earners of over $87 million. Through May 19, four of the top 20 leading sires on the general sire list were based at Coomore's Ashford Stud. And the leading second crop sire, Scat Daddy, was the youngest sire among the top 10 on the general sire list. So watch for yearlings by the Ashford Stud Stallions at the major sales. If you have a late booking mare, give them a call, 873-7088. Leading sires, potential leading sires only at Coomore. Alrighty, I'm talking to Freddie Sykes, Jr., who the Brookdale Farm raised the Derby winner and the Derby Place horse and the Preakness winner and the Preakness Place horse. And I assume you're going to the Belmont.
Yes, we all are going.
Are you? Mm-hmm. God, everybody in the world is going to be rooting for that horse. You know that.
I am. I know that.
Well, yeah. The whole country will be.
I hope so.
I hope he wins it, just to shut everybody up. You know, there have been... So they talk about changing the distances and the timing and all that, you know, and that would take away the tradition, I think.
I think so. I would hate to see something like that happen.
I would hate it, too. And they forget there's been Real Quiet and Silver Charm just were within noses of winning the Triple Crown.
Exactly.
So
it's possible still. They got to find the right horses, all.
Yeah, and this horse, I'll have another scene. It's like he's so laid back and easy to train and... Well, Doug's done a great job with him, but he knows his horse.
Yeah,
yeah,
he sure does. He seems like the kind of horse that could win this race. To me, He's bred to go long. He's got distorted humor over top of arch, over top of pleasant tap. I mean, it all says that he's bred to go that distance. Of course, that never really, that doesn't always pan out like we all know, but.
Well, you know, Bodemeister's bred to go the distance.
Yeah,
too.
He sure is.
Yeah. Damn near did.
Yeah.
I feel kind of sorry for him, you know, because he ran beautiful races in both of them.
Yeah.
Well, what are y'all selling this year?
We've got a couple Empire Maker fillies, actually, which are going to be probably well received. We've got kind of caught me off guard there. We got a lot of them, but got a nice Henry the Navigator,
first crop.
It's the second crop.
This year.
Yeah, got a nice Henry the Navigator out of a Grade Two producing mare.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a brilliant miler.
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
And
Fillies by Empire Maker. You said you had fillies.
Yeah, we've got a few of them.
He's had really some good fillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really has been. Both, actually. He's got good colts, too. So, I mean, it looked for a while like people were going to classify him as a filly sire, but I don't think you can do that anymore.
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now. Well, of course, Pioneer of the Nile was going to be one of the favorites, you know, in the Derby.
Yeah.
But talked to Garrett O'Rourke over there. Dudmont.
I know where you're going with this. Wish we still had that horse here, but you know.
Yeah, well, he said at the time he didn't want to want, but you know, the owners did.
Yeah.
I never understand it because he was doing well.
Yeah. You know, some people just, business happens. Yeah.
Well, you sell at Fasig, Tipton, and Keeneland?
We do both, yes.
Yeah.
We'll have horses at July at Fasig, and my sister works for Fasig, Tipton, Anna.
Oh, does she now?
Yeah. So we have horses there, and we have, of course, plenty in September, and then we'll have some in the October Fasig sale also.
Okay.
So we use all three Kentucky yearling options now.
Yeah. But how many do you think you have total at the sale, just round figures?
65 to 75 total, I would guess.
That's a lot.
That keeps you busy. Yeah.
Depending on how things go this summer, that is.
Yeah. How many do you actually prep?
I'll probably prep about 35 this year.
Okay.
At Brookdale.
And then you supervise the prep of the others? Or?
Yeah, my brother would be the one that would kind of oversee the other sales clients prepping and things like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What do y'all do? Just kind of divvy up the...
Joe actually owns the sales company at Brookdale.
Okay.
And he's connected to us, but the ownership of the sales company is my brother, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
He owns it outright?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, and he's also got his own farm called Foxborough.
Where is that? It's
in Versailles. It's right near us.
What right road is that?
His house farm is on McCracken Pike right next to Brookdale. And he also leases another piece of property on Aiken off of Midway Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that? Half of Woodford County down there.
Pretty much.
How many total acres you got in Brookdale?
About 400 owned, and we lease another 100. Yeah.
God, how many horses you got there?
About 140 right now.
Because
we got a whole new crop of babies. So.
Yeah.
What do you got interesting baby-wise?
We've got a nice Tiz now out of a Grade 1 mare.
Ooh.
Just off the top of my head, a good Malibu Moon. Got a nice Proud Citizen filly out of a French mare.
Oh, he got hot in a hurry.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
He did right up. We love that horse.
Barry's been walking, comes up here, he doesn't even touch the ground when he walks up the tag.
I don't blame him.
He just floating along, about that much cushion under his feet.
Yeah. It's nice to have a good stallion like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well the horse has got a little chilly. He's always been a solid star, but now, I mean, I do commercials for him, you know. I had to change a commercial 3 times in 1 week.
I bet.
For those Proud Citizens.
He's doing really well. We're a big fan of that horse, actually.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You breed many of Barry's? Or?
Yeah, actually, we've bred quite a few over the years. We've bred to include a few times. And
of course, he just had another nice stakes win.
Yeah, he's done well. And let's see. You know, of course, we got the flashy bull colt that my dad's running.
Yeah.
And that's their stallion. So I'm a big fan of Brary and Brett's operation. They do really well.
Yeah, he says he's got that magic field over there. Has he talked to you about that?
No, I haven't heard about
that. Oh,
yeah,
it's a magic field. He says, I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of that magic field.
Maybe we'll sneak some horses on there during the night and get there, a little bit of magic.
I hope he's not doing like Mr. Combs used to do. He used to talk about that spendthrift water.
Yeah.
Hell, he was on the city water line.
and the yearling stalls were built up, too.
Yeah. That's a funny thing. When the new people over here bought Spendthrift Farm, they remodeled a yearling barn down there. Mm-hmm. And the floor in the yearling barn had been built up about an inch and a half. You know, you're, oh, that's a good size yearling standing there.
That's a good technique right there.
I love that old man. He didn't miss a trick.
That's great.
Look, he's taking notes over here. Yeah, you all used to stand some studs. You got any studs down there now?
No, the only horse we have there right now is Silver Deputy. He's pensioned.
Yeah.
He's still kicking around. He's doing well, happy. But Deputy Minister and Forest Wildcat and Crafty Prospector were our other last three that passed away up in their late 20s. Or Crafty was 30, I believe, when he died. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We've got one.
He's 20, and he's just a pensioner, and he's a... He's going to eat us out of house and home, but if he lives to 30, he might
outlive us. Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's great to see those old horses doing well, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Crafty Prospector was not a pretty horse, was he?
No, he wasn't going to win any beauty contests.
This guy isn't either. He's ugly. Yeah. He's not attractive.
In fact, if you look in the old stallion register, he looks just like that.
Yeah.
Except this one is 17 hands, and
really?
your horse was smaller.
Yeah, he wasn't very big at all, actually. Probably 15.3, maybe, if I had to guess. Big.
But boy, what a solid stud he was. He got, gee whiz, 17, 18 stakes winners a year almost. You know?
He was really consistent, that's for sure.
And he could run on anything and at any distance.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good sire. It was a shame to lose him because he had a lot of fans, too. He had breeders that would come every year and breed a couple mares every year for a decade, you know?
Yeah.
He had a lot of fans.
Well, it's had a lot of runners. That's right.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Of course, Deputy Minister topped the sire list twice.
Right? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So we were riding the wave back then. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
It's been that long ago, the 90s?
It was 98 when he was the leading sire the second time. Yeah. So it was 97 and 98.
A lot of his sons are doing well.
Yeah, he had... Well, of course, Silver Deputy was at our place, and over the years, Awesome Again, Touch Gold was all right.
There's one over at Windstar.
That was a Silver. You talking about Spring at Last?
Yeah,
it was a Silver Deputy Colt.
Yeah. He went over $1 million.
Yeah.
And he's, I think his first foals, I believe they're two-year-olds this year, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. They're close. Whatever they are, they're close to the track.
Yeah.
It was a good sire line. I hope to see it continue in Kentucky.
It'd I think it will. Yeah. I think it will.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. So you do all that yearling prepping at home. What do you...
Yeah, we do yearling prep. We do boarding. We do bloodstock advisory. We do... obviously, my dad's a trainer.
He send him anything?
Consignment. What's that?
Is he training anything for you all? For you?
No, not for me, but he only trains his own horses, but he owns all or part of the horses that he trains. So,
is that right?
Yeah, that's how he operates.
Well, you all own have to complain.
You all own any mares yourselves, or mostly...
No, we have a band of brood mares ourselves, probably about 15.
Yeah, well, that's plenty.
Yeah. Probably too many.
Are you breeding on any programs anywhere? I mean, are you sending any to New York or Pennsylvania or Indiana or anything like that yet?
We haven't used those ones yet, but we've always used the Canadian program. We used to send three or four mares up every year, and then we still foaled one last year, and we actually have a mare up there this year to foal. Unfortunately, it looks like the slots... and the purse money and at Woodbine is going to be a little bit shaky. We don't really know what's going to happen, but it's not like we're sending the greatest mare we have up there. So we do use that program, but we haven't used New York yet. We haven't used Pennsylvania or Indiana yet, but that doesn't mean we wouldn't in the future.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how it goes first.
You think the slots are undercut the racing at Woodbine? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think they're going to withdraw support.
Yeah, the government idiots saying they're going to take the slot money from Woodbine.
Well, it'll kill the breeding industry up there.
Yeah, I think it would probably put a big dent in it. It's a shame because that was a good thing they had going for a while there. I hope that it can survive, but I guess we'll just have to see how it pans out.
They've already taken away from the province where Fort Erie is.
I think Fort Erie's. I heard a rumor that it's supposed to be no more. I don't know, though.
I don't see how it'll make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad, sad state.
Politicians. Isn't that awful?
Yeah. They see money and they go for it, don't they?
Oh, gee whiz.
Well, you can't blame them.
Yes, you can. I most certainly can.
Oh, I'm in
greedy. No,
I'm not
good.
Talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the people that are leaving.
Oh, you know. Well, yeah, you have to go where you can support
yourself.
You got to
go where the money goes. You know.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt the training center here, I'm afraid, because I know some of the trainers have told me that their people don't want to keep a horse here now because they don't
want to
race.
Go to New York.
Yeah, they want to. But you know, the problem up there in New York is the fields are so full. You got to have 8 stars to run.
Yes.
I mean, you can't get in up there anymore. So maybe that'll send something.
I don't know. People go where the money is.
Yeah, but they can't win money standing in the stall.
Just enter for everything. What you might have to explain is stars.
Yeah.
Every time you enter at a track and you don't get in, you get a star.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Some people might not know what stars are. Thinking stuff in the sky.
Yeah. All righty. All right. Well, Fred, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you driving all the way down from Woodford County.
Do you live on the farm?
No, I live about 2 or 3 miles from it.
In Versailles?
Yeah, I live in Versailles.
In Versailles. You married?
Yes, I am.
She was going to ask you.
I was going to ask. I like the important stuff. How many kids?
Two kids. Yeah, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Ooh, oh, my God.
That's fun age.
You're just starting.
Yeah.
Oh. Gee, we've weaned all ours.
Have you?
Yes.
Sort of.
It's going to be a good day, huh? Thank you all for having me. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad to meet you. And like I say, I could have picked him out of a crowd, you know, because he looks just like his dad.
Yeah.
Is that an insult?
You're a lot better looking. No, you're better looking than your dad. I'll have to say, when Fred comes around, I'm going to tell him that. He's not known him anywhere, but he's better looking than you.
I better be out of here by the time he hears that, then.
You're right. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you all.
Thanks for coming in. We'll have to get Joe down one of these days.
Yeah, I'm sure he
will. All right.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, First Defense's Dam is a half-sister to Empire Maker, the sire of, among many others, the brilliant Bodemeister, and of In Lingerie, a winner of the Grade 2 Black Eyed Susan Stakes on Preakness Eve. Honest Lady, the dam of First Defense, is a daughter of the great Seattle Slough and Broodmare of the Year and Grade 1 Stakes winner Troussard, the dam of Empire Maker. Dam also of Grade 1 sire Chester House, of Grade 1 Stakes winner Chisling, Grade 2 Stakes winner DeCarchi, and of course, of First Defense's Dam Honest Lady, a Grade 1 Stakes winner and earner of over $894,000. And First Defense is by Grade 1 Stakes winner and Grade 1 Sire and Bridal Song, Bon Bridal, the Sire of Empire Maker. It's a great pedigree, so it came as no surprise that First Defense, too, became a Grade 1 Stakes winner. Stands at Judmont Farm, home also of Grade 1 Stakes winner and Grade 1 Sire Mizzen Mass, a top sire, a son of top sire Cozine. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, in stakes last weekend, the Grade 2 Marjorie J. Everett winner at Arlington, of course, Include Me Out was bred by Brereton C. Jones. At Pimlico, Osamundo won the Grade 2 Hilaire DuPont Distaff Stakes. And the Group 3 Premio Tudini Stakes in Italy was won by United Color, and both Awesome Mundo and United Color were bred by Adina Springs. Sensible Lady, winner of Pimlico's The Very One Stakes, was bred by Spendthrift Farm. And both Winning Machine, winner of the Governor's Handicap at Emerald Downs, and Southern Style, winner of the Need for Speed Stakes in Louisiana, were bred by Twin Creeks Farm. Burton Jones, Adina Springs, Spendthrift Farm, and Twin Creeks Farm are valued clients of McCauley Brothers, the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. Congratulations to all. Scarcely a week passes without a runner raised on McCauley products winning a graded stakes. In fact, to my recollection, that's just happened just once this year that we've missed winning a graded stakes just one weekend all this year. That's unbelievable. to join the winning team, just get in touch with Mike Warren or David Longmire at 873-3333 or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. You're always welcome at Macaulay Brothers. Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse.
Sally Van Services have been in business for more than 60 years.
Well, Jim Fitzgerald, I guess that's where I am. Yeah, over at Macaulay's. Macaulay's. Well, he probably does business with Macaulay's. Everybody else does. Jim Fitzgerald over at Knott Griffin Farm. He's got a wonderful place over there, Knott Griffin. It's just it's in Bourbon County. On 460, just a couple of miles from the Paris bypass. They had that farm for about 17 years.
You need an advantage.
What's the matter?
That edge is brisnet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data.
Jim, that's just us. I've been lost for a lot of minutes. Jim Fitzgerald over at Knott Griffin Farm, as I was saying, it's right there on 460 in Bourbon County, just a couple of miles from the bypass over there. They do boarding, sales prep, public and private sales, rehab, quality farm help. He wouldn't have anything but the best because he came up under the best himself. Great horseman himself. He came up under Michael Osmond, John Williams, Lee Eaton. Good horseman, believe me. Knew them all. And anyway, Jim's got two farms. He's also got another farm, Harper's Island, which is right close by. But they do everything there and can take really good care of your horses and give you some good, sound, common-sense advice if you're thinking about getting into the horse business or in your horse business and they're not too, you're not doing too well. Well, I would recommend that you give Jim a call. It's 987-8032 over in Bourbon County. And his website is knockgriffinfarm.com, K-N-O-C-K-G-R-I-F-F-I-N, farm.com. Of course, Jim's raised a number of good runners himself right there. And once again, that website is knockgriffinfarm.com. All righty. We'll get squared away here one of these days. I want to talk to my friend Steve Moody from the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. They're running the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap in Louisville today. Where else would they run that? And Steve's going to give us a winner. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Russell. Yeah, we got to finally get back to some stakes racing at Churchill. They didn't have any stakes the first two Saturdays after the Derby. After being sort of a loaded card for Derby Day with six stakes. But we're back today with the Louisville Handicap, kind of a Memorial Day standard. And it's quarter mile and a half for three-year-olds and up on the grass. There's no changes. They're fast and firm at Churchill Downs. So, you know, the thing that obviously jumps out about this race, Ursula, is you got the four-horse Harrods Creek that thinks going to look at him and he's going to just jump right to the front and say, well, boys, you're going to have to come and catch me. The question is there anybody else in here that's capable of putting any pressure on him? And I kind of went round and round with that, but I the more I looked, the more I thought that the one-horse Cease, who was closer to the pace in shorter races, kind of felt like that he'd be up early in a race of a mile and a half distance, as well as a seven horse Simmered, who I think was close enough to put maybe just enough heat on Harris Creek to set the race up for something with some tactical speed. I finally settled on the two-horse Tahoe Lake. You got she's coming off a couple of second-place finishes. Was second in the Elkhorn Stakes as last start over at Kingland. And I think he sort of figures to be laying in the garden spot in the early part of today's race. Manny Cruz has got the mount for Kenny McPeak, and I think he's got some late kick about him. He's He's run well over the Churchill Turf course before, and I'm going to give him the edge to run down the front-running Harrods Creek today in the local handicap and get up in time to win the race. The Harrods Creek, I think, definitely will be the one to catch, and if he should shake loose early, he could be tough to run down. Miguel Mena has the mount for trainer Bill Mott, of course, always tough with grass horses. And then the seven-horse Simmer, who's a morning line favorite of 2-1. Roger Atfield and Gabriel Saez have them out for him. You know, he's been right there in his recent races. He just hadn't been able to kind of get that, last part of it done. It's kind of lacked that late punch when he's needed it. But he's certainly capable in here. He's got a good bit of talent and would not be a surprise. But I'm going to give the edge to Tahoe Lake after a couple of runner-up efforts. I think he can get the job done today. So we're going to go 2-4-7 in the Grade 3 Global Handicap.
Okay, Steve. What's the feature on Memorial Day?
Don't have one this year.
They don't?
No, they don't. They, of course, used to be, in years gone by, it was the... used to run the two-year-old race, the Kentucky Breeders' Cup, for years and years was a Memorial Day race, but then they changed it here in the last couple years, had a different race on Memorial Day, but now there's no stake on Monday. So if you want to, if you want some stake races, of course, I've got... they've got four of them Monday at Belmont Park. They've got the Acorn and, let's see what all. They got the Acorn, they got the Ogden Phipps, the Sands Point, and then of course, the big one, is the Met Mile. Short fields pretty much in all of them, but some quality horses, just six horses in the Met Mile. Very good field with Caleb's Posse and, To Honor and Serve and, a couple other ones. I think Caleb's Posse probably, I think, is going to be the horse to beat. You know, he won the Breeders' Cup Mile at Churchill, last fall and, just came up short in the Carter Handicap, going 7 furlongs, got beat the nose, and I think the extra distance will just be right up his alley, so he'd probably be my pick on Monday in New York.
Okay, Steve, thanks so much, my friend.
All right.
And we'll catch you next week. Running a pretty good race in New York next week.
So. I'm sure they will, and 2 weeks from today they have got a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, they do. Right. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. This has been Steve Moody, who's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can buy that online. Go to Briss, BRIS.com, and BrissNet, isn't it?
That's right, BrissNet.com.
BrissNet.com. There we go. Okay, I'm sorry. I use that website 2 or 3 times a day, so I should know by now. But anyway, it's BrissNet.com. Okay, Steve, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, Eric.
Well, if you've got a late foal and mare and you're looking for a young sire standing for a reasonable fee that sign runners, take a close look at Mustafar. Mustafar has 5 winners from 7 starters in his first crop. All 5 have won non-claiming races, and 1's placed in stakes. So call Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm. Number over there is 224-4585. Ask about Mustafar. Mustafar was a runner himself. Won Graded Stakes at Keeneland and at Belmont, placed in Grade 1 stakes, went on dirt and turf, earned more than $625,000. What's more, he is by sire of sires unbridled from a great female family. Also standing at Shadwell are the stallions Albertus Maximus, winner of the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $1,328,000, Grade 1 stakes winner and proven sire of Graded Stakes winners De Hare, Graded Stakes winner and Graded Stakes and Sire of Graded Stakes winners Into Dob, Horse of the World, Invisor, and classic winner, Dazzle, winner of the Belmont Stakes. Once again, inquiries to Kent Barnes. See the website, ShadwellFarm.com. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Mort Sirazi out here. He trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center. If you're looking for a trainer, he's located right here. I'll give you his phone number starting right now. It's an 859 number, 351-2360, and it's Mort Sirazi, S-H-I-R-A-Z-I. He also operates a bloodstock agency under Sirazi Bloodstock, and it does about everything that a bloodstock agent's supposed to do. It's got a great background in the horse business. In fact, his family's been in the horse business over 100 years. Used to ride races. He's got a UK graduate. He's worked at Lane's End, Pace and Stud, managed Swifty Farms for a number of years up in Indiana. Got a reputation for working with problem horses, and he's a high-percentage trainer. A real high percentage of his horses are finished 1, 2, 3, so they're getting you a check. That's about all you can ask for from a trainer. You'd like to upgrade his stable? So once again, let me give you his number again. I'll give you his website too. His number, 351-2360, and here's his website. He's got a reputation for working with problem horses, and that's the reason for the website. B-R-O-N-C busters.com. That's bronkbusters.com. Mort Sirazi, good guy. Well, Summer Bird was a champion 3-year-old colt of his year. He won the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, beating Dunkirk and Kentucky Derby winner Marinette Bird. He won the historic Grade 1 Travers, beating Hold Me Back, Quality Road. Defeated Quality Road and Tisway in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup. He earned over $2,323,000. Summer Bird is one of two classic winners by classic winner Birdstone, son of classic winner Grandstone, runs in the family, who in turn is the son of the classic winner Unbridled. And Summer Bird's female family has given us dozens of major stakes winners, including such great sires as Tappet and Relaunch. First foals with Summer Bird arrived this year. Covered 148 mares in his first season stud. Stands at Windstar Farm, home also of Artie Schiller, Bellamy Road, Colonel John, Distorted Humor, Drosselmeyer, Harlan's Holiday, Hold Me Back, Sydney's Candy, Spritestown, Spring at Last, Super Saver, Tis Now, and U.S. Ranger. Inquires to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett, 873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, they are running today. Stakes race. Let me put this away before I lose it. Couple of stakes race up at Arlington I'm going to talk about. One is the Arlington Classic. The other one's the Grade 3 Arlington Matron. The Arlington Classic used to be one of the most coveted stakes in the country. It originated back in 1929, and the winner of the inaugural running of the Arlington Classic was Blue Larkspur. I want to talk a little bit about Blue Larkspur. He was bred by Colonel E.R. Bradley over at Idle Hour Farm out on the old Frankfort Pike. Colonel Bradley bred four horses which were elected to the Hall of Fame. Bimlik, Oedipus, who was a champion steeplechaser, the great race mare Busher, who was by War Admiral, and Blue Larkspur. Blue Larkspur was a three-year-old in 1929, as I said. Bradley had a breeding pattern, mating stallions from the speed lines, the domino line, with mares with English pedigrees. James R. Keene did the same thing, incidentally, at Castleton Farm, and both of them had considerable success doing it. Blue Larkspur was by Black Servant, who was a direct tail male descendant of Domino. He was by Black Tony, he was by Peter Pan, Commando, Domino. His dam was Blossom Time, one of the grade two, winner of the 1922 Pimlico Futurity, beating colts, and a daughter of the imported stallion North Star III, who won the Middle Park Stakes as a two-year-old over in England. And out of Vela, who placed in stakes in England. He was imported by Colonel Bradley. Vela was, or the dam, I said she was, I should say, was imported by Colonel Bradley, produced some other stakes ones, including Miss Jemima and Broadway Jones. Miss Jemima was by Black Tony. She was a foal, same crop as Man of War, and she was retired over at Dixie Anna Farm, and that was the first stall I ever cleaned out. I was about 8 years old, and my job was taking care of Miss Jemima. She was pensioned there at the farm. Blue Larkspur won four of his seven starts as a two-year-old, third in his first time out, and he won the juvenile stakes at Belmont, and he won his second start, beating Jack High. In his fourth start, he beat Jean Valjean. How about that? Should be Jean Valjean, I guess. And Jack High in the National Stallion Stakes. Then he won the Saratoga Special, beating Jack High again. Beat him in level weights. In the hopeful, under 130 pounds, he had some traffic problems, and Jack High was in with 127, beat him by a half a length. And his final start at two was in the Futurity, and he was kicked at the post. That's before they had starting gates, you know. And got away poorly and lost all chance. Ran eighth in a field of 24. Lost. High Strung won it. And that probably cost him the two-year-old championship. As a three-year-old, made his first start right here in Lexington, going a mile and 70 yards. And he beat Clyde Van Dusen, the son of Man of War. A gilded son of Man of War, as I say. Beat him by neck. Then he had a couple of things happen to him that... Well, I don't know if you'll find their excuses in the list of excuses for trainers. But anyway, prior to the Derby, his trainer became sick. And no one in the stable really took responsibility for his training. And as the story goes, when the track came up muddy for the Derby, nobody took it upon himself to have Blue Larkspur reshod with mud caulks. And it turned out he couldn't handle the track, and he ran fourth in the field of 21. Then they sent him to New York, and he won the Withers, followed by winning the Belmont Stakes, beating African and Jack High, incidentally. Ran second in the Dwyer to a horse named Great Coat. Then he won the Arlington Classic from Live Oak and Clyde Van Dusen, and he bowled a tendon. End of the season, he had won four of his six starts with a second. And even though he bowled, he came back as a four-year-old, and he ran three times with two wins and a second. Ran second first time out. A horse named Fair Ball beat him, if I'm not mistaken. He was a fair play. It was an allowance race. Then he won the Stars and Stripes handicap up in Chicago, beating Mistap and Sunbow. Set a new track record, mile and an eighth, 149-2. Sunbow at that time was the world's leading money winner. And then in his final start, he won the Arlington Cup, which was a weight for age, going a mile and a quarter and beating P.T. Rack. Toro, who went on to be a pretty good sire, and Sunbow, who also went on to become a good sire. Now, Blue Larkspur was a very good sire and a great broodmare sire. He sired 44 stakes winners. I guess his best sons at stud were Revolt, who was an excellent sire, bred by Dr. Isley Asbury. I guess the best thing he sired was Fertile Sale, who was a champion filly, or handicap mare anyway. Sired Reneg, who was a very good sire himself, stood down at Hurstland Farm. Sired Blue Swords. Excuse me, there goes the old voice. Who ran second in to Count Fleet in the Derby. But his best runners were Daughters. Oh, champion, but why not, was by Blue Larkspur. So was the coaching club, American Oaks winner, Elpis, and Blue Delight. Bluegrass, she won the Kentucky Oaks, Our Page, B.N. Mack, Say Blue. He was a broodmare sire, some 96 stakes winners, and ranked among the leading broodmare sires 16 times. He was sire of the dam of Busanda, who later produced Buck Passer. Be Faithful, Twilight Tear became of Horse of the Year for Calumet. Real Tonight, another Calumet mare. Miss Dogwood, Durazna. Let's see, Cosmic Bomb. He was by Fairmont, a second very nice racehorse. By Jiminy, Alanesian, Middle Brother, Princess Turia. War Jeep, Bubbly. They were all out of Daughters of Blue Larkspur. And I could go on. They were deciding Broodmare Sir 96 stakes winners, so I could go on a little bit further. But I don't believe I will. My voice give out before that. So, thank you, dear. She gave me something to take here. Let me do this, and then we'll get back and finish up on some... got a couple of other things to do. Well, I'll do these commercials. We'll come back and do that, finish out on some announcements, and take care of the KTA. So if you got a late full of mare, call Spencer Farm and ask for Ken Wilkins or Dez Dempsey, Sean Fell, about Spencer's Breed Secure program. Still available, three of the farm's young stallions. Excuse me, Inner Mischief and Line of David and Notional. On their Breed Secure program now, if you sell your weanling or your yearling or your infoal mare, if you don't make a profit, you don't pay. Doesn't get any better than that. And all three of those young stallions have a license to sire runners. Inner Mischief was a grade one stakes winner as a two-year-old, incidentally. He's by Harlan's Holiday. Came back at three and sprinted 7 furlongs, 120-1 to win stakes. Lionel David, of course, was a grade one stakes winner. He's by Lionheart from the immediate family of the great sire, Mr. Prospector. Now, Lionheart, his sire, Taylor the Cat, and his grandsire, Stormcat, all sired the winners of Breeders' Cup races. Notional is by the same sire as the late Indian Charlie, and like Indian Charlie, he was a runner. Won three graded stakes at three, including at three different tracks. Won three stakes at three. Graded stakes at three, with three different tracks. Placed in grade one stakes. So once again, call the Spencer Farm and ask about their Breed Secure program. And check the website at SpencerFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at PrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Don't read the... Go ahead.
Spring may have finally arrived, and now is a great time to take a look at the Equine Savings Program for your next equipment purchase. Equine Savings is easy to use, saves you up to 28% off commercial mowing equipment from industry leaders like Toro and Exmark. You can reach Equine Savings at 502-863-6000. Now that's Georgetown. It's easy to remember. 502 is all Georgetown. 863 is all Georgetown. 6,000 is the rest of it. Or visit them at equinesavings.com to learn more. Equine Savings has a simple pricing program, one straightforward price for everyone, no coupons, no hassles, just the best mowers at the best prices. If you're in the horse business, they want to hear from you. They also sell with great savings farm paint, the paint and coatings of choice. Many of Topps Farms, like us, we've got some of their, we're a Topps Farm, right? We use their paint. We must be a Topps Farm. Arbico for organic pest control with predator flies. I love this. Predator flies that dine on those nuisance flies that we would like to eliminate in a full line organic pest control. And Commonwealth Technology for your computer, fax, or scanner needs. So, it's locally owned, gives back to the industry, and we'll deliver you the best for your hard-earned dollar. Call them today. They answer the phone 7 days a week. I'm going to give you the Georgetown number again because it's easy to remember. 502-863-6000.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do.
All right, I got a good take care of my good friend David Schweitzer over at the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. He likes me to announce the breeders of stakes winners from the previous weekend, and of course the Preakness stakes winner. I'll have another. was bred in Kentucky by Harvey Clark. And let's see, the Black-Eyed Susan winner, grade two, was foaled in Kentucky, bred by Colts Neck Stables. That's in lingerie. The Dixie Stakes, grade two at Pimlico winner, Hudson Steel, was bred in Kentucky by Jay Bly. The Marge L. Everett Handicap, grade two out in Colts, Include Me Out, was bred in Kentucky by Burton C. Jones and by Burry's Home Stallion Include. It's in a broad brush. The Pimlico Special, grade three, Alternation won that. He's by Distorted Humor, who stands over, of course, at Windstar Farm. Alternation is bred and owned by the Pin Oak Stud. Let's see. The Maryland Sprint Handicap, grade three, Amazing Destiny won that. Was bred by Destinaire Farm. The Hilaire DuPont Distaff Stakes, grade three winner, was bred by the Big Pine Thoroughbreds in partnership with Adina Springs. The Railbird Stakes, grade three, out in California. The winner was Via Villaggio. And Via Villaggio was bred by Michael Lynch in Kentucky. That's the, let's see, they ran 10 graded stakes last weekend, and Kentucky Breds won eight of them. That's about the going ratio. Other stakes races, the Very One Stakes at Pimlico, winner, Sensible Lady, was bred by Spendthrift Farm. The Hilltop Stakes at Pimlico, winner Coo, was bred by George Strawbridge, Jr. The Chick Lang Stakes at Pimlico, winner Il Villano, was bred by the Vossfield Bloodstock Group. The James W. Murphy Stakes at Pimlico. Sky Ring won that. Sky Ring was bred by Bluegrass Hall. The Tom Reed Stakes at Presque Isle, winner was... Some of the parts won that. That's a colt by Spartstown. Another Windstar Stallion, of course. Bred by Farfeller Farms. The inaugural stakes at Presque Isle went to Gypsy Robin. Gypsy Robin was bred by Cloris C. Clark. And, of course, she is by De Hare. She also won the Beaumont out of Keeneland a little earlier this year. And the Sorority Stakes. And De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm. The Van Landingham Stakes at Belmont, Trickmeister won that, bred by Brereton C. Jones and Tim Thornton. And Trickmeister is one of those running proud citizens. The Cannon Shell Stakes at Belmont, WW's Lady Mam, winner bred by Mr. and Mrs. David Randall. The Elkwood Stakes at Monmouth Park, Corporate Jungle won that. He's by Giants Causeway, and he was bred by Blandford Stud, Hardy, and O'Rourke. Let me see what else we've got here. The Sarah Success Stakes at Calder. Angelica Zapata, bred by Buck Pond Farm and Herman Van Den Brock. The Need for Speed Stakes at Evangeline, Southern Style, bred by Twin Creeks Farm. The Governor's Handicap at Emerald Downs, Winning Machine, was bred by Paul Goldberg and Raymond Quick. The Telike Stakes in Louisiana, My Three Girls won that. It's by Eddington. He's got three stakes winners this year. Let's see, one, two, that's right, three. And, of course, Eddington over at Claiborne Farm. And this one bred by Shrum Racing. And I believe that just about wraps it up. No, I got a couple more. The Prix Cleopatra Group 3 over in France. Dalcala won that, bred by the Aga Khan. And I believe Burry Jones raised that one down in his magic field at Airdrie. And the Premio Tudini Group 3 in Italy, United Color won that. And that one was bred by another Adina Springs. So that kind of wraps it up. I think we're about to run out of time now. 51 winners out of here this month. And they were bred by Eduardo Comare, Luis Jurado, Scooter Hughes, Jimmy Cargan, John Paul Puchek, Jimmy Cargan, Kellen Gorder, and Alan Cooper. That's 10 in the last week.
Trained here at the training center, and this show will be up on UrsoEllis.com as soon as I can figure out how to work the computer. Ooh.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.